Hey y'all.
Welcome everyone to the Failing to Freedom podcast. We are your hosts, Walner and
Katase.
We are so excited. This is officially episode number one of our podcast.
Yeah.
We figured for this episode, you all might want to get to know us, just like we plan to get to know you guys. So we want to start off with a little bit about ourselves.
Yeah. My name is Katase Kajubi. I am Ugandan American, and I have one brother in my nuclear family, but I have a huge extended family. So, in a way, I have several brothers and sisters. I have a lot of brothers and sisters, and I love them all very much. In a really big extended family full of aunts, uncles, who are awesome. I was born and raised in both Boston, Massachusetts, and Uganda. And I graduated from UMass Amherst in 2012. I then planned to be a lawyer, but then I, after taking the LSAT and suffering through or studying through a year, I got a 157, which is super awesome. But I happened to read a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad in September 2014, and I essentially changed my whole game plan after that. So I am now here, 2 years, self-employed.
In the game.
In the game. Living the dream. Well, living the current dream, but dreaming bigger. And looking to expand and do more. So, just wanted to share who I am.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I can definitely relate to your story, Katase. A little bit about me. My name is Walner Agenor. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Raised in Randolph, Massachusetts. I am a first-generation Haitian American. So to all my Haitians out there, sak passe.
Okay.
So I grew up in Randolph. Did my some of my elementary, my middle, and high school years there. Then I moved to North Carolina at the young, ripe age of 17, where I did my senior year of high school. Later, after that, I transferred to a two-year college at Wake Technical here in Raleigh. And, you know, it was a good experience for me. My first time actually living alone and learning a lot of things about myself. Between all of that, I've had many jobs. Katase likes to make fun of me that I've had more jobs than Hustle Man from Martin.
You've had all the jobs.
But I've been a CNA mainly for the most part of my professional career, if that's what you want to call it. yeah, I've been a CNA for about 8 years. And again, through that job, it has its ups and downs, and I've learned a lot from that as well. Finally, 2 years ago, just like Katase, I finally made the decision that, you know, nursing was really the game plan for me. And, you know, it's funny that she mentions her receiving the book Rich Dad Poor Dad from her grandfather. Because when Katase came to North Carolina, I found it in one of her bags just... It had collected dust.
You really shouldn't have been in my bag, though.
And I opened the book, and, you know, from the first page, I just couldn't stop reading. The more I read, the more I got depressed. Not depressed that it was a stupid book or a bad book or anything. It was actually the opposite. It really opened my mind to what I was missing out on or what my current state in life was about. And I say that that book was really what pushed me in the direction to really focus on what I really wanted in life and to really take the final leap to get into entrepreneurship, mainly in real estate investing. So definitely, Robert Kiyosaki, big ups to you wherever you are right now, because that book definitely gave a lot of influence in my life.
Iwana really was depressed, though. Like,
we'll share that with another episode because it does get critical to how to the things you have to do to survive. But see, that's you keep following us, you'll get that inside scoop. Let me ask you this, Katase. As you know now, as a young entrepreneur yourself, you know that everyone has their reasons for, you know, getting into that lifestyle. Everyone has that why. The why they do certain things, why they, you know, make that leap of faith. So let me ask you, what was your why? What is your biggest why?
Here's my biggest why. First of all, when the bubble burst under me as well, and I found out that there was more to life than what I knew, and it was more to life than what I had been exposed to, I didn't get depressed all the way, but I definitely was, I was shocked. I was in a shock. So here's my why. I always plan to go to law school so that I can support myself, support my family, support other people. It was a means to an end. Yo, I can't.
I'm sorry, I'm making her laugh. Yeah. But yeah, it was a means to an end.
It was a means to an end. And essentially, I found another means. And this is a means that has... It's like... You know, here, let me use this analogy. It's like you're told that you have to live in this box, right? And like all these things, you can do all these great things in a box. Like you can become a lawyer, make a lot of money. You can become a CEO, make a lot of money. You can work for any corporation that you want to make a lot of money. But all that stuff's within a box, right? You have to be like an employee of somebody or like go to school to learn how to do something specific. So you can go to learn for, you can go work for someone specific. But then you find out that that box, like you can open the lid and actually do any other thing that you want. So like that's basically what happened with me. Like I found out that there was so much more. Like there was so much more to life, and there were actual people who were living this way.
Right.
And I had access to these people. Like I could have access to them and find out how to live this way also. So I started surrounding myself with those people, and I started reading more and more about those people, and I started doing slowly the things that they did. And here's what I found out. I didn't have to be a slave to Sallie Mae for the 11-year term. I did not have to be a slave to Capital One for my car note for the 5-year term. I did not have to get a degree to do something that made me a lot of money. I did not have to trade in hours for a paycheck. Like I did not have to trade in 40 hours a week for a agreed upon set amount of money, a fixed income. Honestly, right. A lot of people think retired people on fixed income, but if you make a salary, like you make $40,000 a year, that's a fixed income. I'm not downing anything. I'm just saying like, I did not have to do that. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to do it. And for the longest time, I did not know any other way. And I did not have to wait a long time to help retire my parents. And I wanted to do the things badly. I wanted to be free of debt. I wanted to retire my parents. I wanted to enjoy where I worked. I wanted to work hard, but work hard on something I loved. I wanted to take control of my life. I work for control. I do what I do for control. That is the most important thing to me. It's control. Freedom to make my own decisions. That's control. Freedom to decide what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it. That is what I value. And that's why I do what I do, because it has given me control and it works. I've been self-employed for 2 years. I have not regretted a single day. It is not easy, but it works and I like it. And I'm only looking to climb higher. That is my why.
Wow.
And I would like to hear your why.
Wow.
I already know your why, but you can tell them.
Wow. That's powerful. I don't know how I can top that, but.
I mean, I'm like a Martin Luther King speaker, so it's like, hard to follow. You should probably go first all the time, but.
Really good, really good. That's definitely inspirational. And for me to see your journey, it's definitely giving me motivation to keep going myself. So my why, if I could list two things that are most important to me in my life, I would say it's time and family. Time and family. Time for me is the most important commodity because you never get it back. And with that time, I just want to have fun and enjoy good people, good company, good beer, and enjoy my time with my family. And the second part, they kind of go together, my family. I love my family to death. Some of my friends are like my family, so they're included. And, you know, I always just picture, you know, once I'm financially free, which is the path that we're headed, we're failing to freedom. I just have this picture in my head where I'm on my boat with my friends and family, the people I love, and we're just having a good time. Good music, good food, and not being in debt to anybody. Not having anyone have ownership or control over me. So that is my why, and I'm sure a lot of you out there have similar whys and long to have a life where, you know, you have control of the things that you do and the things that you want. So that's my why. That's my why.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. And those whys, you know, it really keeps me going on days where things aren't good, on days when... Goodness, yeah, we've had some...
Yeah, lots of up and downs.
We've had some serious ups and downs.
Yeah.
But the truth of the fact is that you're going to have ups and downs with whatever you do in life. So you might as well, if you're going to be failing, you might as well fail at something that you like.
And if you're going to be failing, you might as well fail your way to freedom. Am I right?
Yeah. I saw when you that clicked in your head and you were like, to freedom?
Yeah. So, everyone, thank you guys for listening. This is our first podcast. Many more to come. This is Failing to Freedom, and we welcome you to learn from our journey, to give us feedback, and we want to learn about you guys also. So follow us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Failing to Freedom.
On Twitter, it's the number 2 because the words Failing to Freedom are too long, so I had to change the 2 to the number 2. So Twitter, it's Failing number 2 Freedom. On Facebook, Instagram, it's Failing to Freedom, spelled T-O, Failing to Freedom. If you have any questions about our specific journey, you can that you want us to answer on the podcast, you can email us at failingtofreedom@gmail.com. You can subscribe on iTunes and SoundCloud, Failing to Freedom. Hopefully, we get to know each other and we, have a good time.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Have a good night.